Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. All right, today I'm going to talk about how I tried to cook, and I don't even know what the difference is, a vegan or vegetarian dish. It was affectionately called slow cooker black beans and rice. It served six, and that's absolutely true. Hands on time to make it, about 15 minutes, that's about right. And then 9 hours and 15 minutes to cook it, which I did not. So that was the fun part of this. Let me give you the ingredients because, you know, that's always fun to listen to. 2 cups of dried black beans, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 cup of brown rice, 1 medium onion peeled and chopped, 3 garlic cloves peeled and minced, 4 cups of vegetable broth. We'll talk about that in a second. 1 can, the 14-ounce variety of diced tomatoes, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 half a teaspoon of salt, 1/8 of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 2 teaspoons of fresh chopped cilantro. And the first thing that really freaked me out, and I see this anytime I see a recipe with black beans, and all I remember from black beans is my grandma always tried to push them on me. She was from out west, and I just remember them like eating dirt. They were just super mushy and not my favorite. And so I've always heard if you're going to use black beans in a recipe, you have to let them soak overnight. And you want to do this recipe just for that because it was amazing. So I grabbed like a cereal bowl, threw my 2 cups of black beans in it, and then ran it under water and stuck it in the fridge. And I came back, I don't know, half hour later to get something out of the fridge, and all the water was gone. And I was like, whoa, these are like little sponges. So I grabbed a big giant mixing bowl and relocated my black beans, filled that full of water so that they basically wouldn't run out of water. And that seemed to do the trick. The other thing I did with the black beans, because they said you should you basically want to strain them. I guess they're dirty. I don't know what the deal is. So I stuck them in like a spaghetti strainer, threw my 2 cups of black beans in there, ran water through them before I stuck them in the small bowl, which then led to me sticking them in the big bowl. And so I'll talk about some ways I save some time right after this. So first, I check my cupboard and I make sure I have things like ground cumin and salt and cayenne pepper. Most of the stuff I had, I didn't have any cilantro. And they wanted fresh chopped cilantro, and I bought some. Now, I went to Walmart to get this. My Walmart where I'm at is like a super Walmart, and their grocery section is actually pretty decent. And so first I bought fresh chopped cilantro until I got to the spice aisle and saw that I could buy some. Now, granted, it was freeze-dried, but to me, I was like, you know what? I might be making this again, and this saves that. So that was kind of cool. For the cup of brown rice, I just grabbed a bowl of minute rice that was, you know, prepackaged as a cup, did that one. The thing I made the mistake on is it's 4 cups of vegetable broth, and I don't know why. Once I got in the broth aisle, I grabbed chicken. So I'm kind of looking forward to doing this again when I can make it correct. And then the other thing, we'll get into how to make it, but here's the thing that I thought was really cool, is it says, you know, grab a medium onion, right? That's one of the ingredients. You peel it and then you chop it. And I've got a food processor and I was like, all right. Well, then I'm in the produce aisle and what do they have? They have a container of chopped up onion. And I was like, okay, but like how much is a medium onion once it's chopped up? And I did what every other person does in America. I asked Alexa. And I said, here, I'll do it now. Alexa, How many cups is one medium onion chopped?
One medium onion yields about half to one cup.
And when I heard that, I was like, that is so cool. And it turned out I had some already because it asked for cloves of garlic. Well, I already had some minced garlic in my refrigerator. So when I asked her how many cloves, you know, how much would it be in cups for three garlic cloves? And it was a really, really small amount. So I basically just threw a spoonful in. And here's the thing that really surprised me about this. So here's how you cook it. You drain the beans, which I did. You heat olive oil in a medium saucepan, add rice, cook and stir for 3 to 5 minutes or until rice is fragrant. Didn't do that. Threw the rice in the microwave and cooked it that way. Threw the olive oil in the bottom of a pan, of the bottom of my Instant Pot. And then I combined the 4 and 5 quart slow cooker along with beans, onion, garlic, and vegetable broth. Cover and cook now for 6 hours. So that's where I messed up because I threw everything in. I added the tomatoes, the cumin, the salt, and pepper, and stirring all that stuff very well. So I messed that up. And so you're supposed to cook everything but the tomatoes, the cumin, the salt, and pepper for 6 hours. Then you throw those in and cook it for another 3 hours. So I cooked it from noon to 6. So it was about 6 hours long, and I threw everything in it. And I think that's why when I took mine out, the picture shows like the rice is still kind of not white, but brownish. The tomatoes still look red and everything like that. And mine, everything was black and gray. It was not the most appealing thing I've ever eaten. But here's the thing, and maybe it's because I didn't cook it an extra 3 hours. The black beans kind of crunched, not to the point where like, oh, are these done? And I didn't have to like chew them, but it was like a cool little popping sensation. And it had a little bit, it was my favorite kind of spice, and that is, I think that's the cayenne pepper, but it was, had a little bit of a kick to clear your nose, but not to where you're like, oh, give me some milk quick kind of thing. A little, kind of like a Chipotle kind of thing, right? Kind of spicy, but not really. And so I was really surprised. The other thing is I had, I don't know, three spoonfuls in a bowl, maybe four of this, but it's dense. I mean, I know there's a lot of air in, but I mean, it was dense food in the fact that when I ate this one bowl, I was full. And that also surprised me because you think about beef and meat and ooh, I would eat a steak. Now this was like, oh, really, really cool. So I'm done with it. I was like, okay, that was actually not bad. I could see this as a cool little meal. It's quick. It's simple. Throw it in a microwave, heat it back up, be good to go. And so I go out to empty this Instant Pot, and I was filling up the super cubes that I mentioned a few episodes ago, and these make it super easy to freeze if you wanted to. And I thought, well, that might be an idea for here, because otherwise I'm going to be eating this stuff for like a month and a half. I mean, it's a lot of servings, so which is good. I eat a lot of the same stuff, so this would be a way to kind of break things up. But I wasn't sure what to expect, and I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, if you know there are things you don't like, mine are mushrooms and green and red peppers, because the peppers kind of tend to take over the flavor, like everything just tastes like peppers, and I cannot handle the texture of mushrooms. So being that this had none of that, I was actually pretty happy with it. So this is, I think, one of the first. I know I was going to do another spaghetti kind of ingredient recipe that I saw on the website. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to go back and do that. So this is one of the first ones that I actually did that I have never tasted. It wasn't somebody else's recipe. It was like I got it off the internet, off of Kroger. And so for me, the big takeaways, if you do cook with black beans, definitely let them soak overnight. And if you hate all the chopping and stuff like that, I was amazed that in the produce aisle, you can pick up a lot of that stuff pre-chopped. Now, granted, it's more expensive. I think it was $3 for the onion when I could have probably bought an actual onion for, I don't know, $1.50. And this was probably $3. But I didn't have anything to clean up. I wasn't crying. I didn't have to cut anything up. So to me, it was definitely worth it. And, you know, like I said, the brown rice was easy. I had instant brown rice. And, you know, I've bought these spices. And, yeah, spices, it's hard to get around not paying a lot for spices, although I did pick up a, I think it's Good Value or Great Value, whatever the generic brand is for Walmart. And that seemed to help. It was like half the price of some name brand when I was getting the cilantro. But all in all, when you buy spices, especially in this case, if you end up with a meal that you like to eat, well, then, you know, you're going to be using it in the future. And in the future, it won't take me as long. I'll just heat this stuff up. So it didn't take long to prepare. It sat there and slow cooked all day, so I didn't have to go out and stir it or anything like that. It was super simple. I'm excited because next week I have joined a kind of meal delivery service that is scratching my nerd inspiration, and that is Tavala, I believe is how you pronounce this. If you go to newtocookingshow.com/TOVALA, what this is, it's a smart oven. Who knew that our old ovens were dumb? But the first week, I'm going to get something called chasu, inspired pork chop and noodles, crispy panko crusted chicken breast, and teriyaki glazed chicken. And if you are a person that lives alone, like me, it's pretty cool because they send you to, like, I'm going to get the chicken in one thing, and then there's the teriyaki glazed chicken comes with some sort of broccoli or something like that. And you put this into this oven. It comes with a piece of cardboard with a scanner, like a barcode on it, and it sets the oven and automatically cooks it for you. So I don't have to go grocery shopping. I don't have to worry about how to set it. I scan it and go back to whatever I'm doing and it will cook. And there's actually an app and it will let you know, like you can look on the timer and see, oh, I got another 12 minutes on this. It does do multiple ways of cooking food because it's got a steam element to it. You put water in it so it can steam, it can bake, it can broil, it can toast. I made toast in it this morning and you can reheat. Now, for the record, come on now. If you got a microwave in your office, you're not going to use it in your office, in your home. You're not going to use this to reheat unless it's pizza. All right. Pizza in a microwave is nasty, but I love this to heat up pizza and that. And again, you can either go in the app or if you go, wait, what if I don't have Wi-Fi or things like that? You can just use it manually. But the cool thing about it is if you go to newtocookingshow.com/Tavala, that is T-O-V-A-L-A, you can actually get $100 off the oven. It's not super expensive, but it's not super cheap. You can get $100 off. And if you use that link, I will get $50 in free food, which will give me more stuff to talk about on the show. It's a win-win. You also have a 100-day free trial. I'm sorry, not free. You have a 100-day trial. And there are free and easy returns. So if you decide it's not for you. And because I was kind of like, what's the big deal about this? There's no preheating your oven. You just scan a grocery's barcode. They have close to 1,000 different items you can just scan, if it's, especially if it's pizza or frozen items, and it'll eliminate the preheating. It'll improve how your food cooks, and they're calling it a smart oven. A smart oven can automatically switch between multiple cooking modes and temperatures to cook your food perfectly. And what I did to kind of check this out, because I got a deal like you did, the $100 off, and it's like, oh, but you have to buy, I think it's 6 meals. And so I looked at it and I was like, all right, how much are the meals? And I went on a plan where I get 3 meals a week. I'm not going to do this every day. That's, I mean, it's cool, but here's the thing. Because if my 3 meals are going to cost me $45.96, that means they're $15 a piece. Now, if you buy more meals, they're cheaper, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing that got me is I went to Chipotle a couple days ago and I got a bowl with brown rice, chicken, lettuce, cheese, and mild salsa. And it was, and a Coke. And that was like almost $12. I think it was $10.80 something. And I was like, okay, so that's still $5 more. But the food comes to me. Gas is not cheap. And all I do is throw these containers in an oven and scan something and go back to work. So it is, the reason it's a little more expensive is they are saving time. But I've still seen other meal plans that are more expensive than this. And this kind of has its own built-in meal plan. And the menu is cool if you're a person that's doing, you know, vegan or whatever. So it's there are other smart ovens, but this one was affordable. The other ones I saw were like close to $1,000. And I was like, no. And so I'll be talking about this in the future. I'm sure I'll be using it. But if you want to check it out, I'll have a video out at the website, newtocookingshow.com. But you'll be hearing about this in the future. And so far, I thought it was cool that I basically put two pieces of toast in it, went to my phone, typed in recipe for toast, and it said click here. I click a button on the oven. And again, is it so hard to put food in the toaster? No. But it was kind of cool that I could see how long it had. I don't know. It's a fun toy. And like I said, it's scratching my inner nerd. And it's pretty fun. So thanks for listening. Again, I'll have all the ingredients and the directions if you'd like to make your own crock pot of slow cooker black bean and rice. Again, the website is newtocookingshow.com. And I locked down. Right there we say, I'll either end up with a cool meal or a cool story. And in this case, I kind of got both. And the next time I do this, I will A, not throw everything in at the same time, and I'll use the proper broth. And it, who knows, it may taste completely different. But there's only one way to find out, and that's to throw that stuff in a bowl, throw it on a pan, throw it on the stove, whatever you're doing, and try that recipe. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again real soon.